For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. McLaren Greater Lansing has a new chief operating officer. Jay De Los Reyes will helm the hospital system as they close two Southside hospitals and build a new one in partnership with Michigan State University. We discussed the construction project and the future of McLaren's two existing facilities.
I think what matters most is what we bring into that facility. And so I'm really big on culture, on creating the best and most conducive environment for the patient experience, for their families, really for the physicians who choose to practice at McLaren Greater Lansing, and then for each other.
Now, you weren't in Lansing through the decision-making process about building a new hospital, so you must have had a learning curve when you got here. Tell me about that. Do you feel fully up to speed yet?
So I'm about 6 weeks in, so it's been about a month and a half. Anytime I get to a new market, big or small, it's a minimum of 90 days to kind of get up to speed. I wasn't here for the pre-planning stages. I feel like I have a pretty good idea at this point. I'm seeing it every day when I drive to work. But yeah, I think in terms of the design phase, there's still a lot of planning for the inside and what the actual footprints will look like.
The McLaren MSU groundbreaking ceremony was almost a year ago, and we're all watching the structure go up now. Is the construction on time to finish in 2022, and is it on budget at this point?
I think any project of this size and scale, the goal out of the gates is if you can build a buffer, and certainly we're in the Midwest, so seasonality, especially the winters, can put a damper on timelines. But I think we're probably a little ahead of schedule. And again, that always kind of moves and ebbs and flows when you get into the winter months. I think we've probably built a buffer of about 30 days. Budget's always a kind of an interesting thing. I think the original project was announced at $450 million. I'd say we're probably in the neighborhood, as far as I know. I don't know the exact numbers right now, but we're in the neighborhood. There's always a plus minus. It's usually not minus as you go along with these projects. So we're still in the ballpark.
Let's talk about the future of the existing hospitals in South Lansing. What's to become of them? Any action yet on selling the buildings? Or I realize it's 2 years out at least, but what do we know about their future?
I think the goal is, can you repurpose them in a way that's beneficial to the community? I think there's a lot of conversations right now locally, and I think even at a state level, about what we could potentially do to impact mental health access. Very early on in those conversations, I think on the infancy stages of those conversations, I think that would, ideally, we would love to be able to work, you know, with the state and with other providers to create a model potentially that creates an access point and maybe relieves pressure in terms of if you look, I think at least within the region, it's probably 200 days to get a psych bed in some of these facilities. And so we think there's opportunity there. I think there's a lot of parties that agree politically, and then even some of the other healthcare providers locally and within the region, I think agree with at least the conceptually. And so I think at least for the Green Lawn campus, that would be a big goal. Penn campus, we're not too far along. I think there's different opportunities potentially to sell that campus. I don't have it initially what we could repurpose that to that. So I would think on at least on the Penn campus, we're probably looking for opportunities for buyers.
Jay De Los Reyes is the new COO of McLaren Greater Lansing. Welcome to Lansing, and thank you.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the time today and enjoyed speaking with you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.